Let me say this. Let me say this before I get into the message. Sometime as children of the house, my wife and I, we were able to have children. Then we got grandchildren. And sometime we have somebody else's children. Amen. And children, and even older children, they are known to mess up. All right. So as a father, as an overseer, whatever you want to call me, Jarren, is Jarren in here? He gets so upset when we use his name. I think he's gone. When Jarren come to our house, he got his toy box and his toys, and you think he'll just take out what he wants to play with. That's what you think. But he just picked the box up and dump everything out. And he get them dumped out. He get them. He dump. I mean everything. Then he'll scatter it all over the room. You got to step around them, try to step over them and keep from hurting yourself and crushing the little toys and all that. So children are known for messing up, and that's why we have to instruct. That's why we have to teach. Now, you probably didn't cost you anything, or you didn't pay too much attention, but these chairs cost money. We paid dear money for those chairs. When we do the renovation? 2009. And for the most part, they look good, but they are not. This is not a dining room. It's not a kitchen. That's why we send it. And this is why we send the children to Children's Church. And this is why we got the nursery. And for the crumbs and gouges on the seat. I know y'all are more intelligent than that. You wouldn't want me to come to your house and start gouging your couch, cutting your furniture up, throwing crackers and crumbs all over the floor. You kind enough to feed me, then I'm gonna mess it up and walk off and leave it. Stick gum under the seat. What would you think of me? Be real honest, what would you think? You invite me to dinner. And I leave all that mess. At least I could have helped you wash the dishes. But if you're kind enough, she says, "That's all right, Pastor, you don't have to wash the dishes." But I'm gonna go take my knife and cut your couch. I can walk back here and find some cut places. Pour some stuff on the seat you're supposed to, like somebody done wet on the seat. I'm going to be nice today because I got a message to teach, so I want to get your clothes up before I open you up. But my point is, let's take care of the church better than what we do. Can't we do that? Can't we agree on that? Is that asking too much? Is that asking too much? I hear a few of y'all saying something. What about the rest of it? What y'all gonna do? Just sit there and instructing you? Can we take care of this house better? We're about to go into the new sanctuary. We are. I don't know if you're aware of it, but I'm making you aware now. So open your Bible. There go that mic. But I'll get back up here where I'm supposed to be, I guess. Open your Bibles to Mark Gospel, chapter 6 and verse 1. That's what I said, didn't I? Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I appreciate you not throwing the trash all over the floor and putting all the stuff, because this is not a dining room. This is not a place to eat. this is a place to be fed the word of God. What I should be finding some notes been written down, and you come back getting them because you forgot them. So, have you found Mark Gospel yet? Mark Gospel. Let me do it again. Mark Gospel. Mostly I'm going to use King James Version. I'm going to use King James. I may do a few. And my title, don't treat the anointing as a common thing. I'm going to give it again. Don't you treat the anointing as a common thing. Watch it. Y'all can read along with me or follow me along as I read. This is Mark 6. Mark Gospel 6:1. And he went out from thence and came into his own country. And his disciples did what? Followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to do what? Teaching where? You notice it mentioned thing about eating? Eating. He began to do what? Teaching the synagogue. And what happened? Many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that he should, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Here we go. Listen at him now. Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon, and his sisters are with us? And they was offended at him. And they were offended at him.